It's my pleasure to be invited to give a presentation in honor of Larger's contribution. A new Larger personally in 2006 when he attended the workshop in Scotland when I worked there. Since then, we contacted it from time to time. It's not only challenged the experimentalist, also the challenged the modelers. I had experience when I visited him. We spent almost one day to discuss the model on water optic. So really, just he just very helpful to develop the models. When Li Wang contacted me about the presentation, and I decided to give up abandoned the idea to present the results from the 3D modeling of Newton cycling. I think it would be better to introduce the ongoing project which tackling the relationship between soil, water, and ecosystem processes at large scale, which will embed largest thought idea about the agriculture systems. But I think this is not today, not only within the agriculture system, it's the extent beyond agriculture system and social ecosystems. So this is mutual project founded by the UK government and the Chinese government. There are a lot of the organizations got involved. So I'm taking away the, from the UK and Mingan Shao from the Chinese Academy of Sciences in Beijing, take a leading from the Chinese side. In the UK, Rasmus Said Research take a lead, and also as a partners from the Lancaster University and the University of Leeds. In China, there's the several institutes of CAS and also Northwest Agriculture Forestry University and other partners. Really, this is the collective work. I just listed the several key members of the project, but we have at least 40 people involved with this project. So I just very briefly give you the background of Alosan and Plateau. So here just means the northwest of China. On the right-hand side, that's the top one, the top panel, that's the precipitation. You can see that with the very large spatial variations in annual precipitation. From the northwest, this corner, that's the about 100 millimeters. And if you go to the southeast corner, it's almost 800 millimeters. Similarly to temperature, well, the temperature is reverse. From the southeast corner, that's the almost the 15 degrees Celsius, and to the west or north, that's the minus. So also just give quite a large spatial variation in temperature. So that means we'll give quite a complex landscape. And so for these areas, they have is covered 600,000 kilometers in the quite large areas. And also it's a semi-arid area with water shortage the problem. So this is quite critical in this area, the water shortage. And also that's a diversified the landscapes. So that's a cropland, planted woodland and grassland. But a very, very small proportion of semi-natural grassland or rangeland. For soils, that's the very deep, usually it's greater than 50 meters. But quite fragile loss of soils. So this will cause the soil erosion. So in all in this area, so the two serious problems. One is the erosion caused by the water or wind. And another is the water shortage. So this is the soil This is just starting from 2 and 6 million years ago, early in the dust deposition. So here just that's the distribution of soil depth. You can see some areas are less than 50 meters depth, but some areas are almost or just over 150 meters in depth. So and here just you can see that's quite a lot of deep aeration zone of losses. This is just a landscape. Probably some people in the, or just in the audience that visited this area. This is a typical landscape in the Lawson Plateau. As you see, just as the ridges and the hill, and also there's some terraces here. So that's this only natural situation characteristics, and also the human natural relationship. You can see that the population increased gradually, although just recently reached the plateau. I don't know in the future or projection because of change of the family planning policy. The Chinese government encouraged family to have two more children, but I really don't know what the projection is. And also, in this area, this is supported 8.5% of Chinese people, with only 6.7% of the territory. So, and also just that's the soil and water composition, agriculture has been focused on of ecosystem management since 1949. And recently, just actually from the late 80s, there's a project of called the Green to Green. It's just really this conservation project. They try to reduce cropland and convert it to convert back to woodland or grassland. So you see, they just after this project, there's the NDIV, so the leaf area coverage, the increase gradually, and also this is the, the land use change. For woodland, grassland, they increased. Farmland, they decreased dramatically, just over 10% of cropland they converted to back to grassland and woodland. But there's the, because of the urbanization, there's some other problems that occur. That's the residential areas increase. If you travel in this area, you can see a lot of buildings and a lot of the constructing sites. I asked the local people why you build so many residential areas without any people occupied, but just that's the economy. We can't forget about the climate change. So this is the trend for temperature. We can see from the 1960s, the temperature increased dramatically or just steadily. In contrast, the precipitation that's reduced, so we have the more water losses through evapotranspiration. So that's we'll get to the problem with water. Therefore, in this area, it's the biophysical, biogeochemical, and socioeconomical complex and dynamic ecosystems. So we really this is a good opportunity for us to explore this system. So the objective is really to understand the processes of soil water movement and soil erosion at different scales, so observation and modeling and investigating effects of soil erosion and vegetation cover change on soil carbon nitrogen storage and fluxes, and also identify the optimal ecological service at local and regional scales supported by water and soil resources in the region. So I just very briefly give you some ideas and so how we consider or just to solve the problems. We have the multiple scales from the regional hill slope, and also that's the field scale. So we'll tackle the different lessons at different scales and also with different objectives. For the methodology we will use, now just as previous the previous speakers mentioned, the remote sensing and modeling and sampling analysis, and also the dynamic monitoring. So we just combined the modeling observation together. So this is just the idea of how we can integrate the models to serve for the multiple skills. At the each at different levels, we have the special levels. We have different models to be used and then integrate as a cascade, using cascade method. So we look at the spectrum, specs, press, and several models, and also I haven't mentioned the headers we will use. So that's just the method, how to obtain data. And also they have the site observations, the two stations, and we have the third one just in this area, in this place. And we have the soil sampling. You see, just have quite the deep soil. We extracted the soil cores this one. We had the field trip in August this year. This just not necessarily the losses. You can see this is the one of the soil core. We dig it almost 200 meters. We have five cores across the across this the area. So we try to identify the water and nutrients, but we can't identify the nutrient sources because they're too old to identify even with an isotope. And also just that's the infrastructure for data. We have the that's a special observation data from the different places. So really we expected to combine the data with the different models to give some recommendation on how to conserve these areas to give farmers more income, increase their income. So I just about to stop by then. Really as I acknowledge our funders, actually it's a joint project that I said, that's the from the Newton Fund and also MSFC in China. Thank you very much.